possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Uncle Luke is going to join us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. I see he's wearing one of these holy caps, too. You know, we've been talking about it. We have a chance for you to win a holy cap apparel cap. It's this bold, rechargeable LED lit cap, and it's got cool colors. By the way, if you don't win one on our show, you can buy one at holycapapparel.com. And if you use the promo code WQAM, you get 10% off. And on game day, game night, Sunday, college students, you show your ID, you can get a free Holy Cap while supplies last, or stop by the Holy Cap tent at the stadium and use code game day for 10% off. And I've been telling you all week as well. You know, I see Luke's is flashing right now. All right, I see it now on the video. The whole thing is so cool. Buy one by August 31st. The proceeds are going to go to the Liberty City Optimist Club, which Luke is heavily involved with. But here he is on the program. Hello, Uncle Luke.
Hey, man. How you guys doing, man? It's about time y'all had me on here. You got all these other green guests. You ain't got a real guest.
We appreciate it.
I mean, I knew he'd come out throwing bows. I've known Luke for 100 years. And he is just, he's an icon. This guy is Miami royalty. I love everything about Uncle Luke. Let's start with the game, though, Sunday night. Does Miami beat Notre Dame?
Yeah, we're going to beat Notre Dame because we got the most experienced quarterback. Even though it's going to be, I think the game going to be won in the trenches with that running back four. But I think at the end of the day, Carson Beck going to get warmed up by the third quarter. He's going to go into old Carson Beck, and we're going to get it done 28-17, I think.
This is something we've been talking about all week. Notre Dame wants to play nasty and make it a running game and downhill and button your heads together. Should UM go that route or today open it up and make you chase these boys that run four threes?
And that's the thing. I mean, as everybody knows, last year UM had a whole bunch of guys that was running 4.7, 4.8. And this year they got a bunch of guys that's running 4.3, but they're inexperienced in this type of game here with the receiving corps because they didn't get rotated last year for whatever reason. I don't know. But, you know, our offensive line, our running game, I think is just as good as theirs. But, you know, that's going to be, you know, these guys at wide receiver, they haven't played a game. They ain't got, I mean, the most snap counts of any one of them in this receiving corps, probably 10 or 15 from the last year.
last year, the team was great, obviously, but let's be real. I mean, it was Cam Ward who elevated the team. You think that Carson Beck has that same potential? I'm not saying he has to be Cam Ward, but I mean, there's a lot of people that feel like he can't be that same dude that can elevate a program. Do you think he has that in him to be the guy again?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you listen to this one interview he did with this guy, Street at Footballville, he was like, I'm a grown-ass man. You know, when he said that, I was like, whoa. You know, he said, I think it was a couple of days ago, you know, it was like, what's the difference? He was like, I'm a grown-ass man. And so, you want that out your quarterback. And from having a conversation with a couple of the young men who play out there, who I know play for me, they said, I mean, he's no nonsense. And, you know, that's what you want. And I think this guy down here, he's on a mission. He's trying to repeat what Cam Ward did as far as being the number one pick in the draft. And, you know, he's down here on business. You know, and I just think, you know, that's going to elevate his game because he's on a mission.
How do you think Cam Ward's going to do in the NFL, Luke?
I think he's going to – I mean, that's a prouder question. I mean, the difference between a –
Crowder didn't believe in him. Crowder didn't believe in Cam Ward when he got here. Crowder was downplaying Cam Ward until he saw Cam Ward play.
He swung me now because that boy can spin that thing.
well, Crowder had a point. And I mean, I was the same way because the guy lost 7 of his last 8 games at Washington State. So I didn't know what we was getting. I was like, yo, this is a game-by-game situation here. I mean, the difference is when you look at Cam Ward versus Carson Beck. At this point, Carson Beck is better than Cam Ward. At this point, you know, at University of Miami, because you didn't know what you was going to get. I thought we was going to get the fumbling the ball, Cam Ward. I thought we was going to get the guy who was throwing picks. You know, what he did at Washington State lost. You know, a guy lose 7 out of the last 8 games. That's like picking the worst girl in Tootsie's.
Oh, had me go back to my younger days.
It's like, no, you don't want her. She got too many miles on her. She took too many sacks. She took too many sacks.
But that Hennessy got to me. I don't see nothing. do you like this approach that Cam Ward, now Carson Beck, like, and I would say after Carson leaves, they're going to go out there and sign somebody else. Do you like this new, because I've heard you talk about this new age of college sports. You like them just replacing a guy after every single year?
At quarterback, I do not like that. I don't like it, and I think that's what we fell into at University of Miami, you know, where every year we go get another quarterback. But in Mario case, you got the number one quarterback and you don't go to the playoff, that's a problem. So you got to go back to doing what you did before, and then you look at the quarterbacks that you got in the room, and you look at the state of Miami because it's win now, you know, he had to go back and go get another quarterback. I think if he gets in the playoff, then it'll give him an opportunity to have an off year with a young quarterback, not necessarily a bad one, but he has no room for error right now. And even if he doesn't get it done with Carson Beck, you know, he's going to have to try to do it again by going to get another. But I don't think that's the case. When you look at Texas, you know, they groom their quarterback. When you look at Lane at Ole Miss, the young man from South Florida, he's the new quarterback. You know, a lot of people groom their quarterback. I mean, even Georgia. Georgia, you see where Beck came from. You know, that quarterback was in the staff, but only so often that you got to go get another quarterback, arguably the best quarterback in the ACC from Clemson. He was, you know, a guy that was in the stable. So this is a University of Miami thing, and we got to stop it, I think.
Let me ask you, Uncle Luke, because you've been a Hurricanes fan forever. These are some tough ones. Who's your favorite Hurricane of all time?
Jerome Brown, no question.
Didn't even have to think about it.
JB, no question. He's the architect of everything that you see. Don't get enough credit. I mean, Jerome Brown, when he said jump, them dudes say hi. You know, Jerome Brown used to have meetings after film session inside the weight room. And if you played soft, you got beat down by him and Winston Moss. you know, those are two Debos of the team. And they, you know, like when you saw the guys jump out there with the fatigues on, he came up with that. Not in the NIL era. It was like, yo, find you some money and go get you some army fatigues, and we're going to get off the plane ready for war, and we ain't eating with them. And they didn't eat with them. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he was everything to the program. God bless his soul. They wore the 99 jersey for, and you know, and that made it famous down there. You had to be like him.
Who's your favorite Canes quarterback of all time?
Oh, man, that's a – man, Geno, I mean, Vinny, I mean, man, I would say Ja'Cory Brown. No. Geno is my favorite quarterback. I mean, I know
you got a lot of guys. Heisman. I mean, you can't go wrong with two championships and the Heisman.
Yeah, you got Dorsey who only lost two games. I mean, you can go there, but Geno, I like Geno as a person. You know, I like Geno and everything that he represents. I remember his last game. I was at the game. We played Alabama, you know, and Lamar was running down the sideline. He was like, throw me the ball, throw me the ball. And I went over to Geno, man, Lamar wide open. And then he threw the ball. Then Langland stripped the ball. I'm like, oh, Lord, I better not be calling no more plays around here. I need to get off the sideline right now.
Geno came off to the sideline fuming.
I was good. That was my career. My career was over on the sideline. I was it. I gave it to everybody, every other celebrity. Y'all go to the sideline. I'm done.
Who's your favorite Hurricanes head coach of all time?
Oh, man. Howard Snellenberger. Again, another architect. I remember you would love this, Crowder. When Miami played Florida A&M, went to Tallahassee, got beat. Howard Snellenberger came back, and they used to have these semi-pro teams like Swamp City and the Overtown, the Liberty City Rattlers. This man went and got Swamp City and brought him to Green Tree. He's like, oh, y'all scared of black people? Okay, I'm going to bring the hardest core. I mean, it was like the movie when they came off the bus and they walked out there, and he was like, yo, you going to practice every day against these dudes right here. And then he looked at what was going on. He looked at Florida A&M had all that talent, and most of the talent came from South Florida. And then that's when he said, look, man, we ain't nowhere in the world we're going to let this kind of talent leave South Florida. And that's when he started recruiting and created the state of Miami, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach.
You talk about the state of Miami, and we've talked about this with Mario, where he's building back what Miami used to look like. Because Hawk asked me my favorite. When I visited, I was with Larry Coker. Bro, they had Vilma and DJ Williams and Big Vince Wilfork and Shockey running around. Ken Dorsey, they were an NFL team I was watching on that field. Do you like what Mario's doing? Do you like how he's building this team back? Because they starting to look like they can compete with the top guys again.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes. Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Yeah, I definitely like what he's doing. I mean, he's going to get the biggest and the best. I mean, when he first got in and I was talking to him, he was like, man, we're not big enough. You know, we're not tough enough. And he got rid of a lot of guys. Yeah, a lot of guys did, you know, end up going to the league and being successful other places, but they didn't fit the culture and what he was building. And so when you look at us right now, we wasn't that big up front. We're big now up front and physical. And you see the type of players that he's bringing in. You know, these guys want it. You know, these ain't guys that just want to come down here and get NIL money, but they want to be Hurricanes and they want to, you know, embrace the city and do what they got to do. So I love what he's doing. It's just a matter of him getting over the hump. You know, I mean, y'all know better than me. You know, a couple mishaps in game management, you know, they're in the playoffs. You know, so, I mean, I think, you know, he's making the necessary adjustments. Defense didn't play last year, even though he gave the new coordinator a new contract. Hey, look, we got to move on. Ain't no time to be playing around. Got a new coordinator, you know, offensive coach. He has to do a good job. He did a good job last year with number one offense, so he's doing the right thing, making the right moves. I love it.
All-time favorite club to party after a big Hurricanes victory?
After a big Hurricane victory, Tootsies. Mm-hmm. I go to Tootsies. But I end up going through the kitchen. On my way through the kitchen, if I see Crowder, you know, end up going from the garage. So you go through the garage, you see Crowder, then that means go straight to the VIP. If you don't see him, go through the kitchen and then go in the back room.
You never crossed paths with Crowder when he was partying during his Dolphins days in the early 2000s?
Unfortunately not. That's the thing. And every time I went to Tootsies, I wanted to see, you know, this dude Crowder. I was like, man, I got to party with him one night. You know, thank God I didn't, because he probably wouldn't have been married right now. We went to Tootsie's, then end up on my boat, and then, you know, that would have been a whole nother movie, and Jesus Christ.
Life just take a hold of you. We'll leave it. I used to run with Trick all the time.
Oh, Lord, that was the worst one. Thank God you didn't get in any fights.
We missed you a couple, though, at the Mint. We went to the Minicum. I was terrified. It's one door and there's no windows, no nothing. I said, hey, Trick, I'm out of here, man. I'm just terrified.
I love the Mint, but I couldn't do it. It's too close. I'm claustrophobic.
It's about the size of a bathroom. And it's, I can't do, hey, Trick, I'm going to head on home, brother. I'll call you tomorrow.
Uncle Luke is with us courtesy of our friends at Holy Cap. And so now you're wearing the cap right now. We're going to give one away here. You can go to holycapapparel.com. You can see the entire line of it. You can use the code WQAM for 10% off. And again, the proceeds, if you buy one before August 31st, going to go to the Liberty City Optimist Club, which Luke is heavily involved in. So what's your involvement in the cap, and how come you are so involved with the Liberty City Optimist Club, which we know you are?
Man, I mean, the Optimist Club, I founded it, co-founded it over 35 years ago. I mean, Levante Davis played in our program, Kalijah Kansi, Duke Johnson, Devontae Freeman, Willis McGahee, T.Y. Hilton, Rams, Tutu Atwell. I mean, we got tons of players that played in our program. Which we're proud of. You know, the thing is, you know, being the founder of it, we had over 700 kids on a year-round basis, football, basketball, baseball. But it's really mainly an academic program. You know, we have, you know, top-of-the-line teachers with our aftercare program, and the girls do a good job in that. holy cap, man. We linked up with Corey and them at Holy Cap, man. They wanted to do something in the community. And it was, you know, I thought it was a beautiful thing to give, you know, majority of the proceeds to the program, which is a great thing. They went out there, they gave all the kids hats, and the kids loved the hats, you know. And we're just happy to have this partnership with them, you know, that Get Lit campaign, you know, they're doing it, obviously, with UM and giving these students out these caps. And it's a beautiful thing. I like partnerships like this, you know, where you go back. I always tell people, whether it's Adidas or whoever I'm in partnership with, you know, I want you to go out to the park and feel the energy of it, and it'll change your mind about, you know, coming out there. You'll feel good about it, other than just giving some money and saying, oh, no, you got to go out there and feel it. You got to go out there and, you know, feel, be with the kids, be with the girls, and be with the young men and the volunteers.
Well, Uncle Luke doing good work, and so is Holy Cap. The website is holycapapparel.com. And let's give one away right here. What caller number do you want to take? We'll give one away right here to a lucky listener, and you'll have one more chance tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the final day this week where we give one away. What caller number you want to take, Uncle Luke?
Caller number 9.
Caller number 9.
And since you say, you know, a number, I could only do a single digit because 6-9 would not be appropriate.
Well, I thought you were going to go there, and that's nice. All right. It's harder work for Solana and Jimmy back in the studio, but I'm okay if you want to make that the number. It's up to you.
Yeah, we'll just do the 9 out of the 6-9 and leave it there.
Fair enough. Caller 9, 305-567-0560.
I've been home all week.
305-567-0560. Caller number 9 gets the Holy Cap from Holy Cap Apparel. And again, you could see what they look like. First of all, you could check out this interview we're doing with Luke right now on our YouTube channel. You'll see it because he's wearing the cap right now. Or go to the website, holycapapparel.com. You can be out there Sunday night. You're going to be out there rooting on the Canes?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got a tailgate party, a tame tailgate party. Because, you know, and I'm gonna be out there. You got to go out there. You got to go see this game. I mean, this is Notre Dame, you know, the Fighting Irish. You know, that whole tradition coming out. I mean, that's them gold helmets. You know, you don't get to see this that often. And I... You know, I'm gonna be there. I'm definitely be there, intended to soak it all in.
Sounds good, man. Go Canes.
Asia, Uncle Luke gave me some orders we gotta do.
Asia, he hanging out with me for the weekend. I'm coming back off on Tuesday.
That's what, you know what my wife tells me. If I end up going out with Crowder, my wife always tells me, now remember, you're not as big as him and you can't party like him, so don't try to keep up. I go, okay.
This man can't finish one beer.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Come on.
I like
man.
An Aperol Spritz, Luke. I like an Aperol Spritz. Drink of the summer. We'll see you, Uncle Luke.
All right. Appreciate y'all, man. You take it easy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.